going outside. It's the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hobbyhead Productions. I am your host, Sean. Other host, Danny. Alright, I'm gonna break.
You're one step closer to the edge.
And I'm about to break.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty cool with this. Like, if I didn't have to worry about my wife not being cool with this, then I think I'd be a lot more cool. It's like that Matthew McConaughey meme. You know, are you cool with going outside? It'd be a lot cooler if you weren't.
Oh, man. It's just, there's only so far, man. It's just like, even everyday events, man, they're a hassle now. It's like, you gotta get strapped up, you gotta make sure you follow certain lines. It's just like, you can't even just go to the grocery store at 11 o'clock at night now and just have like a good time. Now you gotta go during certain times. Everything's ruined.
Well, that's why they're having all those free ourselves protests to end the quarantine, because it's, you know, our body, our choice. Apparently that's when the Republicans decide it's their body, their choices, when they're told to just stay inside and don't die.
Yeah, now they sound like they're their body, their choice. Now they sound like they're pro-choice.
Exactly. It's kind of weird, right? Which the memes of, I want to go outside, it's my body, my choice, will be followed by the Facebook posts of, why didn't anybody tell me the coronavirus was so deadly? Like, please listen to what they're saying. Like, I almost died, or someone in my family died, or whatever. Like, it's serious.
It's super serial.
But it's not a Democrat lie to impeach Trump.
Right?
Oh, man. Dude, like Facebook is cool, like, because people, like, one guy I know from high school, he's, like, doing a live stream of him playing guitar, like, mm-hmm. And he's actually pretty talented. He's been in multiple bands and stuff, so, you know, he plays for about 45 minutes to an hour. Mm-hmm. You know, people are doing virtual beer shares, like the brewery.
Yeah.
Hooking up, like, doing Facebook Live with a bunch of different brewers from different breweries and stuff. There's, like, anywhere from, like, 6 to 9 people just Brady Bunch style drinking, and you can hang out with them and drink with them, so you're not a full alcoholic drinking alone.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing now, is everybody's getting on. Now people aren't even going to visit houses for, like, holidays. They're just going to be like, I can't make it. You live next door to me. Sorry, bro. All I could do is a 10-minute Skype.
You mean like that commercial that's been on for a little while where I can't remember what cell phone company it is, but they're, like, unlimited data, and the chick's talking to some, like, blob or whatever, like, and it's like an animated creature, and the dude's like, I'd love to come over, but it's so far away, so let's just talk over the phone. And she's like, you're sitting on the couch 10 feet away. And he's like I said, so far away.
No, I have not seen that commercial since I don't have cable, because I'm fighting the man.
I am the man, apparently.
You are the man. You and your fucking Netflix DVDs and cable internet.
Hey,
and cable TV.
I'm doing my part to keep the post office in business, dude. I'm making Netflix keep the post office open, okay?
Yeah, you are. I bet there's like a mailroom just full of like old people and then Danny. They have all these DVD orders. They're just like, Netflix is like, man, why can't they just use streaming like everybody else? Why do we gotta pay people to pick DVDs?
Because they don't have everything on streaming.
Oh, true.
I always hear people like, oh man, there's nothing to watch on Netflix anymore. There's nothing good on Netflix anymore. And I'm like, really? Because I got this movie. And they're like, on streaming? And I'm like, no, I got the DVD. And they're like, wait, what?
Oh, man. That's too funny. So, Danny, what are you drinking today?
I ended up getting a bottle of, it's called Impetus, Empetus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a barrel-aged Baltic Stout.
Mm-hmm.
I picked it up at one of the local bottle shops out here called El Cerrito Liquor. And it's it's a collaboration between Taps Brewery, which is also like a fish house restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That probably has one of the most amazing brunches ever. Yes, the most amazing brunch ever. I will say that.
They used to.
Well,
until the Fire Nation attacked.
Yeah, exactly. And McKellar. It's a collaboration between them two.
Gotcha.
And so it's actually brewed in, because they have a bunch of like restaurants. It's not quite a chain, but they have a handful or a couple like locations, but then they open one that's just a brewery and barrel room only. Mm-hmm. So it's only get beer, not like fancy fish dinners. In Tustin. So it's lager aged in bourbon barrels.
Mm-hmm.
It contains alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But at 12.8% by volume.
Oh. Fancy.
Ooh, there's words.
There's words.
Together with Mikkel Bjørgens and dreamt up a new beer style, a massive imperial stout fermented lager yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Replace their traditional roasted barley with pale chocolate and debittered black malt for an incredibly rich and chocolate forward lager. The new ideas don't stop there. We then cold barreled this rich lager in bourbon barrels for 12 months for additional layers of decadent bourbon and oak.
Hmm.
And I will say, like, my first drink, I was like, this does not taste like a normal stout.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have that normal, like, bitterness from the cooked malts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely bourbon forward and very, like, chocolatey. It's very good.
Oh. Well, that does sound good. Send me a bottle.
What's that?
Send me a bottle.
I'll try to get my hands on one for you.
With your support of UPS, USPS.
Yes. Actually, if you send it USPS, it's a federal crime. But if you send it USPS, if you send it UPS, it's just a violation of services or whatever.
Fair enough. It's good to know.
Yeah, because it's a federal crime to ship things across state lines. So if you do the post office and you get caught, you might get... I mean, it probably won't happen, but in theory, you could get in trouble. But at UPS or FedEx, if they catch you shipping alcohol, they'll just throw away the package.
Do they give you a warning?
No, I don't think so. I've never heard of it.
They ain't got time for that.
Yeah. But, well, because they don't care. Like, you know, the people I work with, they probably try to drink some of it. One time, though, man, I don't know where it came from, but we had this shipment, and they had to throw – this was a couple years ago. They ended up having to dumpster, like, a few boxes of just pure hops.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, they were, like, just packed so tightly in the box, and they weren't taped very well, so that
– It just exploded.
The tape boxes – pretty much, yes.
Oh, what a crime.
I know.
What can you do, though? Did they, like, even have, like, ice packs around it?
No. It was just, I don't know, man. This was maybe even more than a few years ago, because I wasn't quite back into the beer scene as much as I am now.
Mm.
So I didn't shed as many tears, I just shed a single tear. Like that Italian dude pretending to be a Native American in those old Don't Litter commercials. Dude, this is really good. I definitely have to like buy a couple bottles and send you one, and maybe send past guest Jamie, Jamie from Core Arkansas Brewing.
He's keeping the people out there hydrated.
Yes, I know it's my cousin. But, dude, this is like, you know, no, like it's not like sweet, but it definitely doesn't, like I said, that bitter. Oh, man, this is so good. I can get in trouble drinking this. So you might have to, like, just end the show short or something at some point.
All right, everybody. That's it for today's show. Danny spent the whole time talking about his beer.
Dude, it is so good. I'm going to have to stop on the way home from work tomorrow at El Cerrito Liquor in South Corona.
Do it. Get all
get three bottles. Get three bottles.
Get all the bottles.
Yes. And so, what are you drinking, Sean?
From Cape May Brewing out here in New Jersey. This is called Tan Limes. So, I was at the liquor store yesterday, and I just was looking for something different to drink, because I just was looking for something way different, and so I definitely did it this time with... this is a Mexican-style lager with sea salt and lime. So I was like, you know, it's a lager, but it's got sea salt and lime in it, so I was like, I'm going to go for it. The sea salt and lime are very mild in the beer. You definitely get your it definitely tastes like a lager. Like, look, we're not gonna hide that fact. But it's actually it's like a way better Corona with sea salt right. lime in the, with hints of it in there instead of it being like a fresh lime, like trying to mask the Corona taste. Like the sea salt and the lime like complement the lager.
What brewery did you say it was from again? I'm sorry.
Cape May Brewing.
Okay. Yeah, Stone Brewing came out with, they have a version of it called a Buena Beza.
Mm-hmm.
And this one beer podcast, Four Brewers, that I forced you to listen to that one time when you drove through Detroit, Michigan. But they're like calling them out for their like, from the brewery that where yellow fizzy beer is for wussies to a mass distributed lager with lime and salt. But I had that one. I haven't had the one you're drinking, but I've had the Stone Brewing one, and it's quite tasty. It's a lot easier than, like you said, having to, like, if you're out, like, at a picnic or by the pool, and you want to open a Corona, and then you got to somehow wedge the lime in there and somehow pour some salt on the rim, and they just take out all those extra steps.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's super solid. I don't think Cape May distributes that far out west. Because it's a pretty big brew out here in Jersey. It's on the coastline south of what's that place that everybody hates? Yes, it's south of Atlantic City, kind of near the very south part of South Jersey. So it's one of the breweries I want to go check out. I hear a lot of great things about Cape May, like the area. So if we ever get to go exploring, that's one of the places I really want to go check out. The Cape May Brewery, okay. I don't think it's a bad brewery, but it's definitely not, like, on my, like, must-have list. I've had a couple of their, like, usually when they have, like, their seasonal release, that's really good. I typically am kind of meh about it. They have, their base beers aren't bad. I just haven't found anything from Cape May that just makes me like go, oh my god, you gotta go try Cape May.
Right. You know, I just got a message yesterday from my wife's other cousin on her, and they were supposed to come out in July, and we were supposed to hang out and go to some baseball games, Disneyland, and then babysit their one kid while they took their other kid to go see T-Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess they've officially like decided that because T-Swift postponed her concert, and that was like the main reason for coming out here.
Yeah.
And so they canceled their trip, rescheduled their trip for whenever T-Swift reschedules her concert, if ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have 2 extra weeks of vacation to use this year.
Nice.
I know.
Nice. I mean, there's a lot of good places to go check up here, so. We could definitely make a trip of it.
Yeah, especially since airlines are like dirt cheap. I heard somebody flew from like Dallas to LA for like $35 each way.
Jesus. I don't think there's anybody on the plane really either.
I mean, I got an email from United saying like they're like not selling the middle seat. And they're not like they're boarding the plane like they should they should have done this from the beginning where it's like they board from like certain areas to the certain area like not just like group by group.
Yeah, try to get the people in the back of the plane in first.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it makes total sense to do it that way.
Which doesn't bother. I'm sure it doesn't bother you either. Like me, you don't bring like. You don't abuse the carry-on privilege of, like, bringing, like, as much as you can carry on.
Yeah, no. I'm not trying to, like, fight to get free bags on.
Like, your bag is, like, a half a centimeter smaller than, like, the maximum allowed.
Yeah, I just bring my laptop bag. Everything else just goes in the trunk and goes underneath. I ain't got time for that.
Right. I usually bring, like, a backpack and, like, a laptop bag because you can bring 2 bags.
Mm-hmm.
If ladies can do it, so can I, is all I'm saying.
Fair enough, bud. Fair enough. Don't get all crazy, man.
I won't. But yeah, like, I want to buy a six pack of the Stone, the Buena Vista Mexican lager. Because the last time I went to a beer festival, I ended up being sold on buying a bottle of a Michelada from a company called I Love Micheladas.
Yeah.
Which you can actually order their stuff online. It's actually pretty amazing. They have different flavors. But I just haven't been home long enough where I can like spend the whole weekend just getting Michelada drunk.
Oh, geez. Fair enough.
Yeah, my wife was a little mad at me yesterday because not mad, but just kind of perturbed. Or annoyed because I told her that I did not plan on leaving the house. And she's like, well, what are you going to do for food? So I like, well, let's order food from this place. And she's like, that means I have to go get it, right? I'm like, yep.
Boom. Roasted.
So, oh, man. But I have been doing all the grocery shopping. So she doesn't have to. So I think that's kind of fair.
Are you trying to, are you only doing like a week? Or are you trying to do like 2 weeks of shopping?
If I was not essential, then I would go less often, but because I am essential or sacrificial, depending on your point of view, there's certain things that we need to buy like every week for food at lunch at work versus like if we stayed home, then it would be different. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you know, because bread, you can't buy like, unlike what some people were thinking, you can't buy like 4 months worth of bread.
No, but, you can't.
Dude, some dude in Australia tried to return 150, like 32 packs of toilet paper and like some crazy number, almost like the same number, like 150 almost, of 1 liter containers of hand sanitizer.
Jesus.
To a grocery store in Australia.
Yeah.
And the manager just responded by giving him the finger.
Oh, really? He was like, no, you can keep it.
Yeah. He's like, we sold... he was doing an interview and he said they sold like 8 months worth of toilet paper in 4 weeks.
Yeah. that's the thing is I went shopping this weekend, couldn't find the Charmin.
Nope. You got like, no. I every week I go, I look to see. So like 2 weeks ago I got a pack of toilet paper and then this week I got a pack of paper towels finally, and I hadn't bought paper towels since like the beginning of March, and I haven't been able to find them since then.
Oh, geez.
But I did the very unmillennial thing. Since I'm not a millennial, I had to buy a pack of napkins. So the coronavirus is undoing all the things, reviving all the things millennials tried to kill, like napkins.
Oh, got you.
But on my last shopping trip, Sean, I found a new seasonal Oreos that I actually wanted to buy.
Dude, Oreo's still trying to keep the world sane by making bomb-ass cookies.
Yes. So I found one, and it's tiramisu flavored.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Like, my wife hasn't been, like, sold on too many of the Oreos, so I just, you know, because I just throw it at her and, like, here, taste this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And she was like, is this like s'mores? Because it definitely has a very marshmallowy kind of taste to it.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Did you end up picking up a pack?
Yes. My ShopRite had some on a display case, so I decided to buy some. Since you sent a picture to me about it, I was like, damn it, I can't let him stay ahead of me on the Oreo game.
Right. And I figured that is pretty much the only reason I sent it ahead to you, is to give you a chance to like go find some when you went grocery shopping.
True. I was able to find it though.
And here's actually, it is appropriate that this is the new flavor, because in Italian, basically it means pick me up or cheer me up.
Pick me up.
So it's made of lady fingers that are dipped in coffee and then layered with a mixture of whipped eggs, sugar, and mascarpone cheese flavored with cacao. So that's my only complaint about them, is that there's not enough coffee flavor. But other than that, they're fucking amazing.
Honestly, I didn't really know what I was buying. I just bought it, and they are pretty good. But I don't know what I'm trying to. I don't know what taste I'm trying to go after. So to me, it's like, you know, it's good, but I don't have a reference point on what I'm trying to taste. So when you said that you're disappointed because you're looking for that coffee taste, I'm like, well, I was like, damn, I would be now that I kind of get it a little bit more. I'm like, yeah, now I'm kind of disappointed. It would be nice to have that coffee taste.
It's supposed to be like basically the dessert version of a lactose coffee stout.
Mm-hmm.
Because gotcha. You get the creaminess from the mascarpone cheese and the lactose, and you get the coffee and the chocolate from the stout.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is amazing. It's just it's not coffee enough. Mm. And that's a complaint.
Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me. But, I mean, they taste good if you're looking for a fun Oreo thing. It just probably doesn't taste exactly what everybody's looking for.
I mean, they are healthy because they're vegan.
You sure are right, sir. So is this beer.
When I'm eating my Oreos and drinking a Modern Times beer, mm-hmm. I'm just, man, this is the epitome of health right here because it's all vegan.
Fair enough.
So, you watched a new anime, but before you get into that real quick, I'm kind of slowly trying to work my wife's way into watching either Kill la Kill or...
That's pretty intense.
Right. Well, because I ended up picking up from Right Stuff Anime. They had a sale on... And I got a Mako Figma character.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a chibi towel of the three main characters.
Yeah.
Of their faces. So it's the you know, Mako and Riku, and I always forget the villain's name.
I forget too.
I know it starts with an S, but I've been like showing her like clips on the YouTube where it's just like different things from the show, like Mako moments or funniest moments.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like enjoying it, so now maybe I can actually get her to watch a full episode.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to start with Shimonoda first, because that's...
Oh, what a great fucking anime. What a great story. Something that needs a season 2.
Dude, yes. And I don't know, I'm kind of torn. Here's why I'm torn. Because didn't you just watch a season 2 where you're like, the first season was amazing and the second season was hot garbage?
Infinite Stratos 2.
Yes. I'm kind of curious to build to that. It'll become hot garbage.
You are right, but I feel like, you know, there are season 2s that were good because it was just like the story continued properly through there. So it wasn't like it was like ripped off for cash reasons.
Right. But you always have to worry about the hot garbage option.
You do. Oh man, I haven't watched Kill la Kill in a while. I do like flipping back through some of the episodes.
Right. And that's what if I rewatch it, both of those, I'll probably see if I can find a dubbed version of it.
See, I've not been able to find a dub because I was like, man, this would be a very nice, like, background anime to watch. But if it's not dubbed, I can't, like, I have no idea, like, what's going on. So yeah. It's like, it's hard to do that.
Right. And I know they have dubbed versions of Kill la Kill because some of the video clips were in English.
Gotcha.
And the voices weren't atrocious like they sometimes can be.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested on who has it. Because Funimation is making it really hard not to get, like, another subscription. Not that I need to pay another monthly fee for shit.
Right. Like, there's so much stuff that I need to watch on VRV, but then I saw an anime and I'm like, I couldn't find where it was. And I'm like, do I have to pay for another subscription?
Dude, it's the most... Like, Funimation, at least, like, there's a free version with ads, but they don't let you, like, watch all the Prime stuff. Like, you can only watch Love is War on Funimation. I'm like, great. Now I gotta go through the dark web to try to find some kind of bullshit back-end version with hopefully not putting viruses on my phone.
Right, it's like... Is it worth having Russia having access to like all of my personal information, including my bank accounts and contacts, to watch this anime without having to pay for it?
It's like, why can't I just have one? Crunchyroll and Funimation need to make up and give back to how it was on VRV.
Right, and even if it means like my price will increase on VRV a little bit. by like from like $9.99 to like $14.99 or something like that.
Yeah.
As much as I'd be unhappy, I'd still be a lot happier than having to pay a second subscription fee of $10.
I thought Funimation was only like $7.
Whatever it is, but still, my point is...
It's more than the $5 you just said.
It's more than the $5 I'd be willing to spend, is my point. You still, your math may be more correct than mine, but it still proves my point.
Son of a bitch. Just when you want to just be able to watch the shit you want to without having to jump through hoops.
I know.
Dude, that's like the most annoying thing, is because like... Then it's like between Funimation, Amazon, Netflix, and then Crunchyroll. It's like, I feel like Hulu just has like random stuff you can get on Funimation.
Okay, because I think like the one that I know is on Hulu that I can't find anywhere else is that like How Heavy Are the Dumbbells That You Lift?
I think it's because like Hulu works with Funimation.
Maybe Hulu like bribed them away with some. Hookers and cocaine?
Maybe. Now you have me interested. I wonder if, like, the anime, the Love is War is on. I could just watch it on Hulu. Because I know a lot of their Funimation stuff is on there, so. So we'll have to see. Who knows?
Funimation does?
Yeah. So, I don't see a season 2 on here. Yeah. Damn it. Bastards.
Oh.
Bastards, Funimation.
I was going to say they have season 1. They have season 1 on Hulu.
They do. Oh, well. We'll have to see. Because now I'm like, I think episode probably 2 came out. So I'm like, I just want to watch it. Why?
Are they going to second season of Love is War?
Yeah, there is a second season.
Oh. I don't know, man.
It just started.
I get all my news from the weebtastic Sean.
Yeah, no. It literally just came out like last week. Episode 1 did, so you're not very far behind if you catch up on season 1 real quick, or you wait. Might as well just wait for 12 weeks and then you can watch both of them.
Well, I've already watched the first season.
Mm.
That's one that I finished. I'm almost done with Oh, Maidens in Your Savage Season. I'm on like episode 9 of that.
That one's pretty good. I do enjoy that one.
Yes, I'm like the way the characters are developing. You know what? It feels like a girl version of like Superbad or one of those quote teenage romantic comedies.
Yeah.
Like what's it called? American Pie or Superbad or something like that.
Yeah.
Apparently, girls think about sex. Or this is the lesson you need to learn from that show.
Nope, I don't believe it.
I know, man. It's all lies. my precious innocent waifus don't think about sex.
Oh, anyway, so Toradora is the new anime of the week. This is a 25-episode anime. The anime came out in 2007-9-ish, so it is an older anime. The light novels did receive, I think this was kind of before Crunchyroll, and what Crunchyroll Awards, thank you. So the light novels actually were made like third place in the story, especially I think in the funny romance story. But basically it's about like the two main characters are basically like, one is the guy that's like super big and he looks super scary, but he's not like scary, but everybody like freaks out when like he's around. And then the other one is a girl that's like kind of on the small side, but they call him like palm-sized tiger because she like, everybody's afraid of her because she like yells and like punches and like beats the shit out of everybody. So it's kind of like they bump into each other and like they hate each other, and then they find out that they're both in love with the other's best friend. So they basically work together to try to like build the romance. And so it's really funny. Another girl comes in and makes things more complicated. The story is very well told, and it progresses, and it does have a very nice ending, wrapped up ending at the end. It's funny. It's it's stressful. There's drama. It's just a very, I could see why it won awards from the light novel, and I bet this would have probably won, like, from an anime standpoint, I'm sure this would have won as well. If, like, Crunchyroll was, I think, more around then. It's definitely one to check out. I mean, it's 25 episodes, so you get a lot of detail and stuff, and the story just, like I said, it's just really good. It's surprisingly one of the best animes I've probably watched this year.
Nice. I was looking up. I couldn't find it. There's that one anime where the girl was like the soldier, and like she worked her way up to becoming in charge, and she was just like she was short and she was like mean and everyone was like scared of her. Is it kind of like that?
I didn't watch that one, but kind of like she just always had a rep of being like a badass, so like even teachers like are afraid of her.
Yeah, and this one it's almost a thing of like she's one of those, her idea of leading the troops is some of you are going to die, and that's a risk I'm willing to take.
Yeah, it was like she's like a very strong like Sundra kind of character.
Sundare,
yeah.
Fucking dude, okay. If you're gonna be a weeb, be a weeb. Learn.
I can't learn the language. It's too hard. I don't use it every day, outside of weeb.
Outside of weeb.
Yeah, that's the only word I constantly use.
So basically, like on your bucket list of things to do is to show up to Japan with a face mask and a body pillow and to like make friends, because that's what everybody in Japan does, according to your knowledge of Japan.
Exactly. Something like that.
Oh, and you have to bow at everybody and say konnichiwa and kawaii.
Banzai.
You have to say kawaii exactly like that every time you say it.
Got you.
Kawaii. And see how quickly you get your ass kicked by everybody.
I don't want that to happen. I'll pass.
I don't know, but like, it's pretty funny that people actually, not, I mean, maybe not the last part, but the whole like carrying a body pillow around. Like, that's like, I mean, I thought carrying a bringing a body pillow to an anime convention was bad, like as opposed to like buying one there and carrying it around because you know you have nowhere else to put it.
Mm-hmm.
But when like you're standing in line, like when you're walking to the line to get into the convention and you already have a body pillow.
I have more questions.
Yes. Like, there's one guy, and I've seen him at a couple different anime conventions, and he's the only person at any convention I've ever physically just wanted to assault.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a dude that, like, I don't know what he's supposed to be cosplaying as, but he's, like, basically a dude in a trash can, and, like a big sign written, in, like, on the front of the trash can is, "Your waifu is trash." which is funny on its own. Except, like, every once in a while, he'll just, like, you'll find, like, a big crowd where it's kind of quiet or whatever, and just start banging on the trash can and yelling, "Your waifu is trash!" at the top of his lungs.
Yeah, that gets to be annoying.
I mean, like, I give him props for the cosplay, and it's like, alright, that's clever. Like, maybe. But just shut the fuck up, please.
You don't need to bang your trash can.
Yeah.
We ain't got time for that.
Because it was, like, a couple times where, like, Jody and I would go find, like, a quiet corner to just, like, sit down and, like, you know, because the significant others aren't used to standing because they work sitting jobs. You know, you've experienced this in the past.
Yes.
Where it's like, we're like, wait, you've already talked to that artist. Why are you going back there? And it's like, I just want to see if they've made any money today and see how the con's going for them, because we talked to them at the beginning. Now it's close to the end.
Yep.
And they're like, well, I'm going to go sit over here. So there was a point where we kind of sat down, just giving her a chance to rest. And just wants to like get away from people and be quiet. And then he was just standing there for like a good like couple minutes, banging his trash can.
"Your waifu is trash. Your waifu is trash."
Yes. Oh man, that's the one thing I don't miss about the conventions is literally that guy. Which sucks. They just officially yesterday announced the cancellation of San Diego Comic-Con.
Did they?
Yes. So they're expecting. These last until the end of July.
Yeah.
And our governor I don't know how firm he's going to hold of it. He said that he's not going to allow any like large gatherings, like concerts or sporting events, until a vaccine is created. Mm. So we'll see. But I'm not quite done, Sean, but I think I'm on the last boss, so I figured I'd talk about it. I've been playing a game that I got for free thanks to my the Xbox Gold privileges.
Mm-hmm.
Rise, R-Y-S-E, Son of Rome.
Son of Rome! Yeah!
So, you know, the game starts off and you're like in battle and you have to go rescue the Emperor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in like his safe room, then you basically tell like something, there was like a reveal, and then you kind of you go backwards in history, and like basically the story is being narrated up back from a certain point up until the time that you are now.
Okay.
It's told a Tarantino style in a way.
Oh boy. Maybe he was part of the video game development.
Or just like everybody else, they saw somebody watch a Tarantino movie and thought they'd be clever to rip off this style of telling a story.
Probably. I do have this one, so I'm curious to see what you think.
The controls are like a little frustrating. It's an earlier gen Xbox One game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they haven't quite got it. You know, it's like when they're like, they see like what the technology can do, but they're not quite sure how to actually use it to its full force.
Yeah.
It's very similar to like Bayonetta type combat, where it's a lot of like combos and blocking.
Mm.
Or even like a Dark Souls, like Jedi Fallen Order type game. But it's not necessarily that hard, but there are points where it's like, I got beat by somebody, and then I went back in, and I'm like, all right, now I figured out their attack pattern. I'm supposed to block here, dodge here, and then attack. And stun them, and then attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of that on like on the bosses.
Okay, gotcha.
And there's parts, and it's... One part of this really cool is you get to there's a few parts where you actually get to like form up the whole Roman like shield wall and control it. So you're like walking through and they got archers. So you got to like, you know, before they fire, before the arrows hit your people, you got to form up the shield wall, but then you got to unform it to throw javelins at them to kill them and then rinse and repeat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty cool story. I don't know. I mean, if you already have it, I highly recommend playing it. It's not that long of a game.
Okay.
It's not going to be like it's definitely not going to be Persona, and it's probably like a 10 to 20 hour game.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, and I'm only saying that because there's times where I'll be playing it, and when I get home from work, and I'm like, you know, I'm kind of tired. I'm just going to hit pause and take a nap. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily pay that much for it, but if you can't get it for free anymore through the Xbox Gold, I'd probably pay like $5 for it.
Mm.
It's a cool story. The graphics aren't that great. Again, first generation Xbox One game. But it is like frustratingly fun.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I'll have to add it to the list. I know for PlayStation right now, the whole, what is it called? The collection of, what is that game called? Just Cause is for free right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not even like one individual game. It's like the collection.
Nice.
Yes.
Why are you playing that game? Just Cause.
Just Cause.
Wait, you want to get revenge against that guy? Why? I don't know, just because. I don't know, man. It's just, even when they first announced that game, it just seemed poorly named.
It is. I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe I'll know more soon.
Maybe.
Well, maybe definitely not soon. I just bought I bought Persona Q 1 and 2, so I got probably... I just added... I don't know how long those games are. I hope they're not 100 hours each.
They're only 50 hours each, 60 hours each.
Oh, is that what you... Are you just... Okay. I'm like, really? Like, are you just pulling my string?
I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, just cause?
Just cause. Just cause. Oh, man. So, you know, we've already mentioned how I'm an old man supporting the man.
Yep.
So I was like, I didn't really feel like putting any effort into my entertainment. So I was flipping through on the cable box.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across Cartoon Network.
Yes.
And they had one of the Lego Batman movies on.
So you stopped and watched it, huh?
It's only an hour long, so even less with commercials. So it's probably a 45-minute, 40-minute long movie. Mm-hmm. Just basically a long TV show. But it's called Lego Batman Family Matters.
Family Matters.
So, like, it's got Batman, it's got Nightwing, it's got... I thought it was Red Robin at first, which would have been the Tim Drake Robin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually the Damian Wayne Robin. It's actually one that's actually his son with Talia al Ghul.
Oh, wow.
Which kind of made it better because there's this, like, in the comics, and they do it really well in the movie, too, this relationship and interaction between Nightwing and Damian.
Hmm. I mean, who's Tim Drake now? Like, is he like is he?
He's Red Robin.
He's Red Robin.
Which is why I thought it was that Robin because his outfit was literally all red except for the cape.
Gotcha.
Because I'm not sure exactly what Red Robin's costume looks like,
or if he even exists. Or does anything.
Exactly. And I'm like, that Robin's wearing all red. That must be Red Robin. And that was wrong. But then it also has Batwoman and Batgirl as well.
Interesting.
And there's like, you know, they play into the whole, like, do they like each other? Or are they just like, I guess, co-workers, for lack of a better term, between Nightwing and Batgirl?
I thought you were going to say Catwoman.
No.
Sorry, Batman. I don't know if I want to date you. You have kids.
Exactly. No. Oh, and I guess in the comics, they've cleaned up. They've censored Nightwing's real name.
Now it's just Rich.
Yes.
Wow, that's terrible.
Did you just pull that one out of your ass?
I did.
Yes.
Man, look at me. I could be a writer at DC Comics.
Yeah.
That sounds so terrible. Hey, Rich.
Rich.
Rich. Who's Rich?
Apparently some... Oh, Bat. You mean besides Bruce Wayne? He's pretty rich. That's his superpower. Your name is Batman's superpower.
Yeah. Being rich is a superpower.
which I don't know if your brother's going to be such a huge fan of Nightwing anymore, because...
I'm literally going to text him right now in the middle of the show and let him know, did he know this?
Yeah, because he can't get the dick from Nightwing anymore. And I've seen a meme where it's like Nightwing and Starfire talking. And she's like, your name is Richard, but people call you Dick. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, well, how do you get dick from Richard? And he's like, just stick around and you'll find out.
Oh man, I can't wait to see this level of disappointment.
But the movie, I mean, like, outside of like the awkwardness of like the whole like Batgirl Nightwing, like, because he didn't reply to a text fast enough, and so she was mad at him.
Yeah.
But that was like the only annoying part. But basically, the story is Red Hood, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Red Hood, and like when he comes back. But they kind of cleaned it up a little bit because they already have the Red Hood animated movie, Under the Red Hood. Did you watch that one?
I saw parts of it. It was decent.
Right. But that one was a little more mature, I guess. They can't necessarily do that in a family Lego Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point it kind of like meets like a Ultron-y type story where there's an AI that wants to take over, and they have to like team up, including Jason Todd as Red Hood. But I don't know, man. If you can come across it, whether it's like on Netflix or something, Hulu, I'm sure you could probably only see it on the DC streaming service.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it'll pop up.
But you know one thing that's kind of cool about the DC streaming service?
What?
Is not only does it give you access to all of their animated movies,
mm-hmm.
it also gives you access to all of their comics.
Really?
Yes. But I don't know if they're going to get rid of that because they announced when they announced the creation of HBO Plus, they said that they're going to partner up with DC streaming.
Really?
So I don't know if they're going to just combine the two into one thing or if they're going to kind of do how Disney does with Hulu, where it's like two services but one subscription.
I wonder if it's going to be that the Disney way.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. It would make more sense to just keep it the Disney way. Because that's where you can get like the new like Teen Titans show or the Young Justice show, or they have the Harley Quinn animated show,
which I heard was pretty good.
Right. Well, it's a hard R, like a racist in the Midwest would.
fair enough.
But yeah, I heard it was pretty good. Like I'm like listening to a couple podcasts, and they were kind of like not looking forward to listening to it because of they switched voice actresses for Harley Quinn.
Yeah, it's Penny from Big Bang Theory, right?
Yeah, Kelly Kukwa.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick said she did pretty well. He liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, there are people who are kind of upset they didn't hire Tara Strong because she was like the main Harley Quinn.
And but like from as like Harley Quinn in the movies or from like the old shows or something?
Pretty much, well, like the Batman animated series or okay. Pretty much anything animated for a while.
Yeah, maybe she didn't want to do it.
I don't know. I don't.
The world may never know.
Kind of like Kevin Conroy. Whenever Kevin Conroy is not Batman, people lose their shit.
Yeah. Maybe he's just tired of it. Same thing with like what's his name in Joker.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Maybe
he's retired.
But I've been watching more movies, Sean, because that's how I've been killing my days.
Fair enough.
And I watched a couple movies, and I'm just going to say you're welcome for taking this one for the team.
Nobody told you to do it.
Somebody has to. Yeah. I'm saving our, like, you know, dozen of listeners.
Maybe. Dozens.
No, singular dozen.
Half dozen. Half dozens.
I think last time you told me it was like between like 12 and 15. So I'm going to say dozen. but this movie called I Still See You.
Is this like a sequel
to No,
I See You?
You would think so, but it's not.
Oh man, I was going to say that's some clever shit right there.
Right? It's kind of like how they dropped the ball on when they made the sequel for Now You See Me. They just called it Now You See Me 2 as opposed to
Now You Don't.
Now You Don't. Now You See Me. Now You Don't. Yes.
Ugh. Who are these people making terrible names for movies?
Idiots. But so this movie, I Still See You, it's the main actress in it is Bella Thorne.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with her?
It sounds familiar. I can't think of where she's from.
She was originally from like a couple Disney shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like her and Selena Gomez were kind of big at the same time. Like they're the two Disney stars. They kind of were the second generation after like the Hannah Montanas and whatever.
Yeah.
But then she like decided to like lose her Disney image by just walking around in like see-through and shirts and like showing pictures online of her getting her nipples pierced.
Well, that'll do it.
Yes. And then they actually got a couple decent actors in it. Well, the biggest actor they have in it is Dermot Mulroney, who I'm sure you've probably seen him in Angels in the Outfield or, well, I guess since you're not a lady, you probably haven't seen like Best Friend's Wedding or The Wedding Date.
No.
But
nah, bruh.
So I Still See You. Like, I know you're not going to watch it, so I'm going to spoil the shit out of it for you, Sean.
All right. Please do it.
So basically, like, you find out that there was this explosion that took place in Chicago at this, like, well, like, near Chicago at this, like, research company. And, like, her dad died in it. And for some reason, the people that were caught up in the radius of the blast kind of come back almost as, like, ghosts. They're called remnants. And they're kind of on a loop.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, her dad's loop is he's reading the newspaper every morning and drinking coffee.
Yeah.
And you can't interact with them. They're just kind of there. And so they see all these, like, remnants at school and, like, and stuff like that. And, like, the, you know, the media is trying to say that it's – there's no new remnants being formed. And they're like, what are you talking about? And, like, this teacher is, like, kind of teaching classes on it because this story – like, they show when it happens and then they flash forward 10 years.
Gotcha.
And so – they're kind of studying what happened and like the history, like what they know about the remnants. And she asked the teacher, she's like, what about the new ones that are forming? And he's like, well, what evidence do you have that there's new ones forming? And she points over to a desk and she's like, what about her? She wasn't here before. And there's like a student there, like plucking like rose, like a rose, like the, he loves me not kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically you find out that like this guy showed like a, and they're not supposed to have any interaction in the world. And so she's taking a shower and she sees a remnant in the shower and she like falls. And while she's on the ground, she sees the remnant right in her, the fog in the mirror run. And so she's like thinking that she's going to be murdered by this guy and come to find out that he was like a research assistant at the lab.
Mm-hmm.
And so go and find the scientist. He's still alive. Like the main researcher at the lab.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, he's still alive. And so, they were like basically trying to figure out a way to bring deceased people back to life if they could, like into their bodies, if they died, you know, if they could. And there was an explosion at the lab and it just unleashed all the, almost like when they turned off the machine in Ghostbusters and they just released all the ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And so come to find out though, the guy like isn't trying to kill her. He's trying to save her because the real killer had killed his girlfriend. And come to find out that the person that she trusted most in the world, pretty much, well, like one of the two people is the teacher. There's like, she makes a friend and then this teacher. And the teacher is like the real ghost, the real killer.
Oh, shit.
Because he's trying to bring his daughter back.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
So she's trying to like kill somebody who's, and the thing is, the catch is that the, to bring it back, you have to share birthdays.
Oh, wow.
And so they just happen to be born on leap year. And so you come to find out that the teacher's the real killer, but then you also find out that he's a remnant.
The teacher is?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So the the remnant's not even doing the same thing over and over. He's doing whatever he wants.
Pretty much. Like he's like, because he was like at ground zero. So I don't know if that affected something or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it was an interesting movie, but it's like, it might be a little too scary for your sensibilities, Sean.
The scary stories.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And it's like, why'd you cast Bella Thorne and make her take a fall out of the shower if you're not going to show her boobies? Like, why do I have to Google Bella Thorne boobies? Why can't I just see it in the movie? Because they're even like, they even like, they even like the shower curtain she uses is see-through. And they do the old anime trick of like having the steam block off the naughty parts.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, you cast Bella Thorne. Bella Thorne is like, here's my boobies. I'm going grocery shopping wearing a fishnet t-shirt and a jacket that's open underneath over it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like here's my boobies. I'm going grocery shopping. Like, but please don't show my boobies in this movie. Unless they like trying to get that PG-13 so they can get the Bella Thorne audience there.
Who knows, man?
Nobody does.
Nobody knows.
And then I watched another movie, which reminds me that, you know, as much as people love Keanu Reeves, he really isn't the greatest of actors.
What, Keanu? Like,
yes.
I don't know, man.
He's like when Tim Tebow took the Denver Broncos to the playoffs and won a game. It wasn't necessarily because he was like a great quarterback. It was because they worked the offense around his skills. It's like that. Like, the movies that he's great in work because they fit into his skills, right?
Yeah.
So I watched this movie called Replicas. And he's working on transferring consciousness of, like, dead soldiers, basically, into robots.
Hmm.
So that you could, like, have, like, an unkillable army of robots.
Well, that would be pretty good to have.
Yes. And so he's going on vacation. And there's an accident, and pretty much all of his family dies, except for him, like his wife and three kids. And so shit just goes off the rails from there. I don't know. I mean, it's a good movie, but Keanu Reeves just, it's like, his problem is that he's not the greatest at showing emotion.
That's why he's good as a killer.
Right. Like, you know, Johnny Mnemonic, John Wick, even like The Matrix. Again, movies that work to his skill. But when you're trying to like be a husband and a father that just lost your wife and three kids, and you have to show that you're like so like in remorse that you're willing to go to like dramatic and drastic measures,
mm-hmm.
you need to be able to show emotion.
Yeah, that's true. Did you like him in that, what is that, priest movie? What was it called? Fuck.
Constantine?
Yeah.
You know, it's been so long since I've seen it, but I remember enjoying it. And again, Constantine wasn't necessarily an emotional struggling character.
Wow, got you.
Right?
No, I mean, emotions.
Yeah. So, I mean, Keanu's a nice guy. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, in real life, dude, he's probably, like, one of the most decent human beings as an actor ever. Like, with the stuff that he, you know, behind the stuff he does behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And the tragedy of his life and how he's, like, overcome it. So you would think with the tragic, maybe that's why he's like has a hard time showing emotions. He's so tired of like crying in real life that he doesn't want to do it in movies.
Probably. I will not cry. Get back in there.
Right. Punching his face until the tears go back in. Oh, man. But then I watched this movie that came out like 2018. I'm kind of working. I think I've almost worked my way through all the 2019 movies I've wanted to watch. So I'm back into the 2018 movies that I didn't want to pay for in theaters.
Gotcha.
So there's this movie. It's kind of a kid's movie. It's called Axel.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the story is that they're trying to make dog robots for the military to go out and like work alongside the soldiers and just be robotic killing machines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very... Do you ever see the movie Short Circuit?
No, I did not.
Dude, that movie's like, that's why I ask because you're young. Like, it was like one of my childhood. Basically, the story is like this company is making these robots for the military, and one of them gets hit by lightning and he gains sentience and escapes.
Mm.
And he hides with Ali Sheedy, and like Steve Guttenberg is like one of the scientists working on it. And I can't remember the name of the actor playing the other guy, but he's like a darker skinned white dude. Playing like Pakistani or something like that, like, which at that time it was more acceptable because it was like the 80s where you could just throw any racist accent out you want. But anyway, so this movie Axel is kind of similar to that. They're building this robot dog and he escapes. And meanwhile, they're showing this kid, he's like a motocross rider. And he comes across this dog and just, you know, basically repairs it. And befriends it, and the government wants it back, and there's, like, the bully. But, dude, like, I don't know. Sometimes movies are too long, and you're like, you could have cut stuff out. This movie was, like, almost too short in the sense that a lot of the characters had no motivation for doing their things other than it just needed to happen for the movie to happen. Right?
Yeah.
Like the bully has, like, a housekeeper... The bully's family has a housekeeper, and they have a daughter that also just happens to be their age. It's, like, super hot, and she ends up falling for the motocross guy and helping him out. And it's like, but why are you helping him out? You literally just talked to him for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, why are you risking? And then she even brings that up. She's like, dude, you can't do that shit because my mom works for him, and, like, if she gets fired, then we lose everything. And it's like, why are you going against? Why are you helping this dude then if it could cost you everything?
Yeah. Right. I mean,
like, he's not even that cute. But then I was, like, watching the movie, and at one point my wife's like, I recognize that guy, like, the jerky guy's dad. And he's one of the husbands of Darcy from Married with Children. And then I was looking at it, and his dad looked familiar, and his dad is Thomas Jane.
Ah, got you.
I'm sure you recognize the first one, the second one.
I know who Thomas Jane is.
Yeah, he was the first Punisher with John Travolta.
Yeah.
But yeah, this movie, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think it's definitely for a younger audience because it's not, like, violent. It's not scary. It's just after we watched it, my wife and I were like, both kind of like, we watched that movie. Like, we weren't like angry or like regretful for watching the movie, but we weren't like, wow, I feel enriched for watching that story. I learned something about me or life or something. But then, you know, again, I didn't want to leave the house yesterday, so we watched a couple movies. So I watched on Netflix, actual live stream, not the DVD.
Oh, boy.
The newest DreamWorks animated remake of The Story of the Grinch.
The Grinch?
And I haven't seen the Jim Carrey version, but it's kind of curious. I was kind of curious to see how what they padded this movie with, because the original Grinch was only like made for TV, like a 30-minute show, and now they kind of speed up parts or edit parts out so they can add more commercials in. Mm-hmm. But this one, the Grinch is voiced by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was, I don't know. I didn't know.
And, you know, reading the reviews on Netflix about this, like one of them, this guy went in this like super like paragraph long boomer rant about social justice warriors ruining movies, basically. and how like no one can ever replace the original voice actors. And it's like, they're not trying to replace the original voice actors, dumbass. They're not remaking that TV show. They're remaking the poem. Like it wasn't like Dr. Seuss saw the Grinch cartoon and made a poem out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about, cause like the original music, there's a lot of hip hop in this one. And like Pharrell is the narrator. And like Cindy Lou Who in the original one, she's literally in the show for like a minute near the end. This one, it's like, she's definitely more involved. That's where they padded. They pad out her more, her story way more. And like, she lived like it's her and her twin babe brothers that are like toddlers, and her mom's a single mom because her dad passed away. And so she needs to get a letter to Santa for her like wish. It's super important. And she kind of encounters the Grinch, and then you find out the Grinch, the reason he hates Christmas is because he grew up in an orphanage and they didn't do anything for Christmas at all. And so it just made him sad seeing that Christmas reminded him of being sad. So that's why he wanted to get rid of Christmas. But the one thing that I thought was pretty funny, unintentionally, because it's true to modern times more than anything, with everybody being quarantined, is he buys enough food. He thought he had bought enough food to last him the month of December, and he ate it all. And he was like, "Was I doing how much emotional eating did I do this month?" And they show him like sitting behind like a plate of spaghetti piled up like as high as his head from the table. So, you know, I've seen memes like of tweets where people are like, "Yeah, I'm back. I'm heading to the liquor store to pick up 2 weeks worth of alcohol for the third time this week."
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
So it's like that. It's like people are like emotional, like baking. Oh, that was the other thing that Australian shopkeeper was saying, that people bought like a year's worth of like flour in like the same amount of time, like because everyone's like emotional baking.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, dude, it's ridiculous how much you can't. There's like no baking goods. You have to, even like the pre-boxes are like gone.
Right, and like, I've seen like people trading beers, like rare beers, for like yeast to bake.
Jeez.
Oh, and I also heard a sad side effect that might be happening soon, Sean.
Oh boy.
Because we might be running out of CO2.
Wow, that's intense.
Because it's like a byproduct of like refining gas.
Yeah. Oh, and that shit's gone.
Because nobody's really driving anymore.
Oh wow.
You know, like, I used to fill up, like, every, like, 6 to 8 days, depending on if I drove to Orange County or L.A. or whatever. Now it's, like, 9 to 10 days or more because I just, you know, drive to work and back. So, yeah.
Yeah, I will say, like, it's weird seeing all the new, like, posts out there with, there's, like, less smog and less traffic and stuff, and like everything, like the earth is starting to like heal already.
Right, like I was talking to a friend of the show, Man Thing, and he went hiking out up in a trail area by him, and like as he was walking, he heard a sound next to him, and he looked over and there was just a fox just walking along next to him, just sniffing the ground, look at him, go back sniffing the ground. And he was like, when he first saw it, he was like, shit, that might be rabbit. I should probably get some sort of like weapon to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
When he realized, it's like, oh, he's just curious because like he might not have seen a person for a little while. Now he's like, what are you doing out here? And then he kind of stopped to get some water and he felt something like hit his leg. And he looked down and there was just a squirrel chilling down by his feet.
Jeez.
And then when he was walking back to his car, he said, like, the parking lot, like, every time he's gone there, the parking lot is just full in the past, you know, and that now there was, like, maybe two other cars there besides his. And there was just deer sleeping in the parking lot.
Are you allowed to go on? I thought all the trails were closed.
Well, it depends on, like, he lives in, like upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe because people aren't gathering, it's not like Florida where they open the beaches and then like literally 20 minutes later was asses and elbows out there.
Gotcha.
You know, maybe people in upstate New York, even though they're like, it's a super red area as far as politics, they also don't want to die.
Fair enough.
So I don't know, man. It's kind of interesting. I just hope, but they're saying that it could affect breweries because they're already like struggling to make money. And if CO2 is going up in cost, then
that's not going to help.
Super fucked.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't realize that was going to be a huge problem.
Right. And I don't think anybody did until it became a problem. It's like, wait, CO2 is plentiful. And it's like, we're going to run out soon. It's kind of like years ago when they stopped, they were drilling less natural gas. And one of the byproducts that they get out of the ground when they drill for natural gas is helium.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a while it was like, yeah, we're going to run out of helium.
Got you.
And so, but then I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it and we haven't run out of helium. So I don't know if people started using natural gas or what. So I hope this isn't like something that this is just like a sky is falling scenario that maybe things will change or get better. But I don't know if I can live in a world without beer.
No, nobody can.
Ah.
Oh, man. What a bad, bad day. Soon, I guess we'll just everybody's going to have to switch to liquor.
Yes.
Soda's like going to go away.
Like Willy Wonka says, candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question, Sean. This is just an unofficial question. Is mixing whiskey with more whiskey a mixed drink? Because normally, like, you mix a mixed drink and you have to add, like, fillers, like liqueurs or, like, bitters or citrus. But if you just add, like, a flavored whiskey to a flavored whiskey, that's a mixed drink, right?
Oh, I don't feel like it is.
I mean, you're mixing drinks. See, that's my problem.
True. I don't know, man.
Maybe I'll put a poll up on the Instagram and see what they think, because social media never lies.
They don't.
Well, at least Instagram. Just looking at some super Photoshop girls.
Oh, man. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I don't think anybody does.
They don't. You're a monster.
I usually get one of two reactions. Either the hung head with the followed by the shaking of it, or just the flat out facepalm.
Fair enough. Oh, man. Oh, another fun-filled episode, Danny.
Definitely. Definitely feeling the effects of this beer, as you can hear.
Well,
oh, man, it's so good. Dude, it is so good. Like, if every stout tasted like this, I would go back to, like, drinking nothing but stouts.
Oh, here we go. We'll see. Oh, make sure, for all of you that are hopefully a little sober, make sure that you are following us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You could listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, all those magical places. Make sure you give us some ratings. Throw some love. Tell everybody this is your favorite quarantine podcast.
Oh, man, dude, I just saw the best meme ever, Sean.
Oh, boy.
It says that Rob Zombie is just Hot Topic Randy Savage.
Oh, there you go, everybody. Hopefully you're not as going as crazy as Danny.
I'm not crazy, dude. It's true.
I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one who's crazy. Institution.
All I want is just one Pepsi.
Just one Pepsi. If she wouldn't give it to me.
She would not.
All right, everybody. We'll see you hopefully next time if we're still around.
Maybe. We should be. Later.